From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of Syria's delegation to proximity talks in Geneva, Bashar Jaafari, Wednesday criticized the opposition for calling a pause in negotiations on the country's political transition.
إذا غادروا المحادثات فإن المحادثات لا تخسر شيئا.
If they leave the talks will not lose anything.
لأنهم أصلا لا يمثلون الشعب السوري.
Because to begin with, they do not represent the Syrian people.
Jaafari said by leaving the talks, the opposition, whom he described as extremists, terrorists, and mercenaries, may be taking away a major obstacle to prevent a solution. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee halted its participation over growing violence in Syria that threatens the cessation of hostilities. On Tuesday, airstrikes believed carried out by the government killed at least 44 people in opposition-held towns in northern Idlib province. Anas al-Abda, head of the Turkey-based Syrian National Coalition, said there would be no quick return to the talks if the current violence continues. The UN Wednesday said the delayed peace talks between the warring factions in Yemen will finally get underway Thursday in Kuwait. The talks to end more than a year of fighting that's left more than 6,000 dead were to have started Monday, but Houthi rebels balked over alleged Saudi-led airstrikes. A South Sudanese rebel spokesman told the Reuters news agency Wednesday the government and rebels have reached agreement allowing rebel leader Riek Machar to return to the capital, Juba, to form a unity government. Spokesman James Gatdet Dak said Machar, who had twice been expected in the capital this week, will fly to Juba Thursday. Machar and President Salva Kiir signed a deal in August to end a more than two-year conflict that has killed thousands and displaced millions. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency has confirmed reports up to 500 may have lost their lives when an overcrowded boat capsized and sank earlier this month in the Mediterranean between Libya and Italy. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
We have been able to speak to 41 survivors of an incident that, if it's confirmed, would be one of the worst tragedies in the Mediterranean in the last 12 months.
Close to 180,000 refugees and migrants have reached Europe by sea across the Mediterranean and Aegean this year. At least 760 have perished or disappeared. President Obama and Saudi King Salman agreed Wednesday on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts during a two-hour closed-door meeting in Riyadh. The president also met with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi ahead of Thursday's Gulf Cooperation Council summit that is described as an important opportunity for the U.S. and its Gulf partners to strengthen cooperation against the Islamic State and discuss regional conflicts. Mr. Obama is to meet leaders from France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week in Hanover, Germany, for an informal meeting expected to focus on Syria, Libya, and migration. A strong 6.1 magnitude aftershock rattled Ecuador's Pacific coast early Wednesday, frightening residents who have barely begun to recover from Saturday's powerful earthquake. The death toll from Saturday's 7.8 quake is approaching 600, with thousands more injured, dozens still unaccounted for, and tens of thousands displaced.
El país no debe engañarse, no son cuestiones de corto plazo, no son tres días, tres meses.
Ecuador's president, Rafael Correa, said recovery will take years. He called it the worst disaster in 70 years and has vowed to decree new taxes to help pay for reconstruction. Almost a year since a 7.8 magnitude quake struck Nepal, April 25, 2015, leaving more than 8,000 dead, there's been almost no progress in rebuilding hundreds of thousands of homes. Christian Manhart, a UNESCO representative, blames the government for not clearing the way for reconstruction of hundreds of historic and religious structures.
Very slow government procedures to authorize us to do the work. I really hope that this will change and that the situation becomes a little bit more stable.
Nepal is estimated to face a nearly $7 billion reconstruction bill. The French government Wednesday said it will seek an extension of a state of emergency put in place after November's terrorist attacks in Paris. Prime Minister Manuel Valls said the government wants to guarantee security for both the Euro 2016 football championship and the Tour de France cycling race. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says millions of people with AIDS continue suffering and dying despite globally agreed-upon goals to curb the epidemic by 2020. It said despite a relatively low prevalence of HIV in parts of Africa, only 1 in 4 adults, 1 in 10 children have access to retroviral drugs. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.